Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys.
Welcome to Nip Tuck, Not Giving a Fuck. This is the bonus.
This is Christmas,
baby. Can you please send us in like your favourite bits of 2023 with Nip Tuck?
Yeah, we love that.
Can we make it a thing? Hashtag Nip Tuck 2023.
This is your last. Oh my God, that was the worst hashtag you've ever made. Lucas has left the room and I feel really like we can do what we want.
Naughty.
You look cute in that hat, to be fair.
Do I?
I'm just tinseled up.
Red is your colour, not mine.
Red is more my colour, yeah. I think you are black.
Loved those pictures you got the other day at Sexy Fish. Was it with your light?
No, it was Naomi's camera.
What, the Canon?
I don't know which one it is, but I'm going to get it.
Can you send it, mate?
Did we have it? Because we had one, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, you got yours robbed.
I got mine stolen. Is it the same one? Is it that
Canon
one?
Canon Mark G.
But my pictures did not look like that. So she's messed with the settings. She'll do it for me. Yeah, I'll find out. They're all stunning. Some of them look a little too airbrushed for me up close, but the rest of them really good.
What? So the camera brings it out airbrushed?
I don't know. They're just nice.
They just look good.
Have you seen the ones of me and James? I'll show
you.
Gorgeous. Really nice. Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah, really nice.
Anyway, gorgeous girls. Listen to Nick Tuck. So here you are. Right, guys, it's Christmas. Get a fucking glass of wine. Get a glass of fizz.
Baileys.
Go and get a Baileys. Go and get a tray of Thorntons and shove them in your gob.
Anything goes.
Anything goes, baby.
Don't go back to your ex, though, because that's like a time that people go back
to
your
exes. Well, I mean, I did. It worked out okay.
Yeah, but go back to him then if you want. So, guys, welcome.
We've got a really good episode for you today. So, sit yourself down. Sit wherever you are. The car, the gym.
Don't sit down if you're in the gym.
No,
wherever you are, enjoy, okay? So we want you to get your voice heard most importantly. You can email us hello@niptuckpod. You can send us your icks, your dilemmas, anything you want to chat to us about, any questions, any stories, any hacks.
Voice notes,
sexy stories, confessions.
Oh my God,
anything you want to get off your chest.
I'm dead, I've seen something coming up and I'm dead.
Okay, right, basically, we don't give a fuck and we want to hear from you.
Hi girls, I had to send this in. Months ago, I never thought anything of this, but after listening to the pod, I was shocked to discover in my work toilets a Lucozade bottle. No Lucozade in, but water.
And no lid.
One of my colleagues must be having a good time tonight. So we spoke about the douche.
Yep.
Lucozade for anal.
So you put water in a Lucozade bottle and squeeze it up your bottom and it's
an
on-the-go.
We've never done that.
No, I've actually never done that. And it's an on-the-go
douche.
I've
never done anything arse
related. So this lady's basically now realised...
I'm going to lick your arse tonight.
Do you remember that? She's realised, yeah. She's someone in her office has been having anal at night.
Here we go.
This
is the big one.
Oh!
Stop what you're doing.
Guys.
Shmeen
Shmeen Shmeen update. And we've actually seen a Schwein Schminiker.
Guys, like...
He's out. He's at
Winter
Wonderland.
We're dead. If you've seen Wayne or Schmeen anywhere, please, like...
That isn't Ibiza. We were out of season.
Yeah, we were taking the best. Because do you remember years ago in, like, Heat and Closer magazine, that section, it'd be like, spotted.
And we basically were saying that, like...
people have started getting pictures.
What do they do in the winter? Because in the summer, they're in Ibiza. Like, what do they do in the winter? And I'll tell you what they do. They go to Winter Wonderland. Of course they do.
That's where all the girls are. Yeah. And they go to Sheesh.
They go to Sheesh a lot, don't they? Mm. So here we have
So please keep sending us your spotted schmear and string.
And they don't know about
they
this.
Don't,
which is
they
the
don't have a
thing.
Clue.
Scrolling through Facebook and see a post on my town's local group advertising a charity football
match. I saw that. Someone said.
At the local recreational ground, skate park.
The recce ground.
And so I'm scrolling through to see who's going to be playing. Loads of Love Island people. And there he is. Good old Schmean. That's my arm twisted. She's going to be watching the match now. I love that.
I love that.
Oh.
Gotta love Schmeen and Wayne.
Guys, listen to this. Story time. I broke into my boyfriend's house and found his secret phone.
We've just both twitched.
I was in a really toxic relationship for about 4 years. We lived together and we always argued and fought about everything and anything all the time.
Fuck
it. It was very on and off for the last year. I always had suspicions that he was talking to or seeing other girls behind my back.
Girl, you just know.
The last time we split, I moved back home and one night, about a week later, I found his spare key in my drawer. So I picked up my friend and we went.
Oh,
we'd done this
she
before
got the friend.
With previous ex-boyfriends, so you could call us pros at this point. We got into the house. We started nosing around, which I think he's breaking and entering. We got to the bedroom and found his iPhone, an iPhone I have never seen before. It didn't have a password on. So I started snooping and I found what I expected. The usual messages to other girls using an old Instagram of his, texts, WhatsApps to other girls, you name it, it was there. But to my surprise, there was also Grindr, Cash App, and WhatsApp messages to men. Snapchat groups he was in, one of them was called the Forget Faggots. I won't go into the gory details of what else I found on there, and I can laugh about it now, but it turns my stomach. I walked out the house like a corpse, but not before taking £1,000 out of the cupboard for the inconvenience.
Stealing.
All this time later, he has no idea that I know he lives a double life with his now partner. P.S.
Poor girl.
I still wonder to this day where he hid the secret phone. The messages went back as far as near the beginning of our relationship. Any ideas on where a man, the closest, hides his phone from his girlfriend? Shit.
Right. This is just so terrifying, and it just proves that
you never know.
You never know.
You never know. So he had a full-on secret phone. And he was gay. Bisexual, whatever.
Tendencies. Yeah. Do you know what, though? I feel like, and it happened to one of my friends. She hacked into her boyfriend, a serious boyfriend's
if
Snapchat.
If you are feeling the need to hack into something, then there's
and,
a reason.
He was talking to men on there.
Wow.
That, for me, would be like, I'm fully nailing the coffin, like, we're, like, done.
It's the double life thing. And do you know what, actually? I know we don't like him for doing this, but it's actually quite sad for him.
Ew, poor man.
No, listen.
Man. That's what I'm saying. Like, like, be true to yourself.
He can't be true to himself.
Why are you, like,
living a weird double life? If you're gay, be gay. Like, I feel like for him, having a secret phone, like, that's not, no, that mustn't be a nice feeling
and the
either.
Seediness of the Cash App and the Grindr.
Yeah, he's not all right. But it's not your problem now either. And he's a grand down as well. But to be fair, it would cost £1,000 in therapy to get over that.
What have you ever done anything like boyfriend-wise? Like when me and Ed split up, I stole his Louis Vuitton holder.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one.
Because I said to him, I have nothing to put my belongings in. So I stole his Louis Vuitton holder
Very nice.
And put all my stuff in it. And then when we got back together, he was like, this is the only reason why I got... And he uses it every day now to put his gym stuff in.
I wanted the bag back.
And
he
was like,
from me.
Yay, got my bag back.
I'm not very...
Steely.
I do have someone's birth certificate.
We need to be careful. We're like condoning it.
We're not condoning stealing. Guys, like it's all very lighthearted. We're not condoning stealing.
I've got someone's birth certificate. So if you're an ex of mine and you're looking... Oh, it's not... It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
So if you're an ex of mine and you're looking for your birth certificate, I've got it.
I think the police hopefully have got better
things to do. Chasing that. Do you know why? Because there's nothing more annoying than when you really need your birth certificate for something, you have to order a new one. It's just
a lot of our
things.
Listeners have sent like passporty things in and
That's
like
naughty.
That's naughty.
It's naughty.
Think of like another girl that sent one in, didn't she? Saying that she'd taken his Sky remote.
Yeah,
I quite like that.
I like that. Just irritating. Then,
yeah, like take something like his Sky card or the Sky remote.
So they can't
watch your football.
Or like change some passwords on things.
Or cut some cables.
Yeah, just irritating stuff.
Lucas is like
Just things that are irritating.
Let's think of like the most like inconvenient, irritating, like hide keys, but legal.
Constantly taking. If I wanted to annoy someone, everyone has a pound coin that they need for the trolley, don't they? In the car, I would just keep taking things like that, and then they got there and they couldn't find. Is there anything more annoying than when you go to the supermarket and you've not got your pound coin?
You're right. But hiding keys.
Important things. What else could you... Hiding the key to the electricity meter would be annoying, wouldn't it?
Just irritating. Like cutting holes in random tops or jumpers.
That would be annoying. Just stuff that for years later is going to annoy him.
Yeah, and you'd be like, that bitch.
That bitch, yeah. I think that's a really, really... Subscribing to emails. That type of thing. Anyway, guys, right. I don't know what we're doing. What are we doing?
So we've done a little section here where I'm going to talk about Christmas games.
Oh my God, that's so interesting.
No, it actually is.
I love a Christmas game.
I'm a soft bastard.
And I think because you're going to be stuck in the house, willingly in the house, games are, Christmas is for family.
And also, it's fucking expensive outside.
I agree. I agree.
Guys, get these games. They're on Amazon, so you can get them all, like, pretty much the next day. But if you've got, like, you know, if you're doing, usually you'd go out for the day as girls, save your money.
I agree. And I think if you do family stuff with a game involved, it stops awkward silences as well. If you've got, like, a family that's a little bit fractions here and there and it's not great, then this can just take away the... uncomfortable feeling when you've all eaten your Christmas dinner and you sat around in silence.
So these were the top rated ones. Dobble.
My favourite's not on there.
What's yours?
Articulate.
These are like newy ones.
Okay. Me with my dusting off my Articulate.
Dobble,
yeah.
Monopoly Go is meant to be amazing.
What's the difference between Monopoly and Monopoly Go?
It's cards.
Okay.
So you don't have to get the big board out.
Right.
But everyone's loving Monopoly Go.
Do people still play Uno?
Yes, people love Uno.
I used to love Uno. Yeah,
Pass the Pigs.
Pass the Pigs? What's that?
Really good one. Kids like Pass the Pigs.
Oh, okay.
And aren't the... Like, you have to throw the pigs. Mm-hmm. The two little pigs.
Yeah.
Lauren and Ashley. And you have to throw them and they go in different, like, wait. Get Pass the Pigs. Right, you'll really like Pass the Pigs. Cards Against Humanity.
You only do that with people that you're comfortable with, because that can get rude.
That's an adult one, guys.
It's an adult.
Like. What Do You Meme? Oh my God, I bought that last year. And
Is it really good?
You need to buy it. It's the best drinking game, like, ever. Have you got it?
Did I tell you about my Cards Against Humanity last year situation?
No.
So on Boxing Day, we always get my dad's side of the family all together. And my cousin... I don't know how he didn't know, bought his child, probably about 12, the Disney version of Cards Against Humanity.
Okay. Is it not?
It is not for kids.
Oh, really?
We sat there and my 96-year-old grandma was sat next to me.
No.
And there were kids and we played a couple of rounds and they were like, we need to put this away.
And
me and my
really
brother
rude?
Were just like howling.
Like crying. I love, can you tell us, guys, any over Christmas, after, we don't mind if it's just after, send us like, is anything mortifyingly embarrassing happened on Christmas Day? Like grandma's farted or like something really
standard,
like awkward and you're just like, oh, just something where you're like, oh, because Christmas is the time for really embarrassing family. This tinsel is itchy. Embarrassing family shit.
So get the What Do You Mean?
Okay, I'm going to get
it's really
well,
good.
We're going
That's
to James's mum and my mum and... all of the kids, we're all going to James's mum's. So that'll be like a party playing.
Love Sounds that. Fishy.
What's that?
I don't know what it is, but it got like the best reviews.
Okay.
I think it's maybe where you have to like guess a lie or something.
Okay. Yeah.
This one is a new game that everyone's raving about. It's called Do You Really Know Your Family?
Oh, that sounds fun.
And it's
also
card.
Very dangerous. Yeah, dangerous.
But supposedly is family.
It's
friendly.
Like the Have You Ever with the drinking. That is dangerous.
This one is new as well. A Christmas Karen.
The boys are obsessed with calling me Karen all the time. So, but if I say, boys, put your washing in the washing machine, they go, soz Karen. Like, I'm just Karen in the house.
The
so
best
they'll love
kids
that.
Ones as well. A lotto. Have you got that for Thea?
I've not got anything, I'll be honest.
Babe, Saskia Nothing. Is obsessed with playing lotto.
My mum got Pooh Bingo.
No, like this lotto, like they just fucking love
right,
it.
Okay,
anyone
I'm going to do
knows.
Some ordering tonight.
Get
you've inspired
the lotto,
me.
Snap, and then the reindeer hoops.
That's quite funny.
They love the reindeer hoops.
Do you know what? You've taught me right into some games, and I've never thought about it. I'm going to get some games.
There you go, guys.
And I just think it's so nice to like bond.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. Let's do that. Right, so we go from one thing to another.
We've got a few dilemmas
coming up. We're going to give you a break, and then we're going to go through some dilemmas and just try and help people out at this time of festive cheer. Okay? We'll be back soon.
Guys, are you a loyal listener of Nip Tuck? Do you set your alarm on a Wednesday and a Friday, ready to hear us chat shite? If you do, share the love, share the word, spread the podcast, and get in touch with us as well, really. You can go on Instagram and it tells you on there what to do.
I feel like I'm slipping.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome back. Okay, I've got some big... Hold your horses.
Oh.
Light your fag.
Hold back the river.
Get ready.
Right.
For some classics.
Okay.
We only usually do one or two dilemmas, but I've got three here, so I need you.
Okay.
In the room.
I'm in the room.
Right. Hi, girls. Love you both. How do I tell, or do I tell... My child... Wait, let me
read
stop
it. Ready for a social clip.
Okay. Wow. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Girls, love you both. Do I tell my friend that her child is overweight?
Ooh.
So, my best friend has a 7-year-old. We've been friends for years. Our kids have grown up together. I promise I'm not being horrible here. It's all out of love. But her daughter is very overweight. It's not just puppy fat. My friend is not a big girl herself, and her eating habits are really good. But for some reason, she feeds her daughter with shite. Snacks, crisps, chocolate. She is a single mum, to be fair to her, and she does do her best in many other ways. But now people in our circle have really started mentioning her daughter's size, and that it's so unhealthy and people are talking about it behind her back. Do I say something? Obviously, it's so sensitive and I don't want to offend her, but I'm actually really worried about her little girl and I'd feel two-faced to not say anything.
Right, after three. 1, 2, 3. Don't say anything. No.
Go on, tell your bit.
Don't even go there. It's actually parenting.
You know what? Now I'm thinking about it, I couldn't be arsed.
Parenting is just so risky. And we love our children.
Also, don't
and
school
it is...
tell them when they're fat now.
Clearly not. I personally wouldn't say anything. If she comes to you, one of my pieces of advice for people is don't give advice unless you ask for it. And this is something my mum's always said with me. She said, I'll never give you opinion on what you're doing unless you ask for it. If the friend comes to you and says, I feel like such and such
is getting
like a little
bit chubby.
I feel
like your mum would tell you if Theo was getting fat.
I don't think she would. I just think if she comes to you and mentions something around it, then absolutely you can steer it in the right way and you can give the right advice. But it is too risky. Do not tell her. Let the kid be fat.
Wouldn't you hope that the kid's GP would say something?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But clearly
well.
At the minute, no one said anything because the child's still fat.
You do see quite a lot of fat kids, you know.
The problem is it's the unhealthy side of it at that
Where
age.
Where was I the other day and there was some very, like,
would you tell me if Thea was fat?
No.
No, I wouldn't tell you. So I don't think you tell her. I think you just hope for the best. And it's a subject that I would just not mothering and parenting, unless I'm asked, I ain't giving you my advice.
Right, there you go, sweetie. We wouldn't. That's what we think. Right, okay. Next one. Do you want me to read it, Lauren? Or do you want to read it?
You read it, yeah. Again, let's go for it. Let's see what we think of this.
Girls, help me. Oh, my God. This is bad. So, my best friend has just had her teeth done and they look awful. Like, horrendous.
Oh, no.
In capital letters. Everyone is talking about it. There's screenshots flying around group chats. They just look like joke teeth. She seems really, really happy with them. But honestly, they look so, so bad. What the fuck do I do? I feel like a bad friend by not protecting her. And she's single too.
Oh.
So the last thing she needs is bad bloody teeth. She's so lovely too. Help, what do I do?
Right, after three. Tell her or not tell her. One, two, three.
Don't tell her.
What are you going to do
if
now?
If she's happy, that's all that matters.
If she's happy, she's happy. Like, what are you going... She can't take them off. She probably can't afford to take them off and go again. If she's happy, then fine. I don't think you're going to be able to tell her on this one. Like, I'm interested to see what people think about this. Would you tell her? If she asked my opinion and said, do you think my teeth are nice? I might say they're a bit bigger than I expected or something. But if I'm not asked, I ain't saying.
You tell me.
I would say they're quite big. Like when I saw your ass.
Yeah, you did do that. Actually, it's okay,
fine. Yeah,
now.
But when she first came in, she was like, what do you think? I was like, it's big. But yeah, I think if you ask, then yeah. But again, it goes back to don't give an opinion unless you're asked. She's happy. If she wants to get around with her horse teeth, then nay.
I think it's really mean that people are sending pictures around.
It happens. Come on. Let's just...
You'd feel very protective of your friend, though.
Yeah, you would. But it'll die down soon. The teeth won't, but everyone will just get used to it. And it'll just be...
Oh, my gosh. Bless.
If this happens to me when I get mine done. Right, we've got another one. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hi, girls. I'm obsessed with the podcast. You legit make my life, so I need help. My friend has started seeing a walking red flag. No. I know a few of his exes, and they all have bad stories to say about him.
My eyes started twitching.
He's known as a con man. So I did a little company house check, and it does not look good.
Lauren.
Right then.
Right.
What do we have here then? Little Google search. Ah, we've got, it's not looking good. Just as I thought. Fag. Just as I thought. It's another con man. Anyway, so a friend's done a due diligence. And it's not looking good. Due diligence, and it's not looking good. He's told her he's got lots of money.
And I think that's made him want her more.
But it's not true. He's just got her an LV bag, but I can tell it's fake. Also, his ex said she used to get fake presents off him all the time. She came to sell them when they split and found out that they were fake. I think this is very dangerous. If he's making a fake lifestyle, what else is he lying about? Oh, shit. Okay, on this occasion, after three, tell her or not tell her. One, two, three,
Don't tell her.
Oh.
Actually tell her.
Oh, you can't keep swapping to what I say.
No.
I think tell her.
But not from her.
Oh.
Because she really has got her friend's best interest.
She has, you can tell.
You can tell the way in which this message has been written, there is not one ounce of hater in this message. She gives a fuck about her friend. So they need each other more than ever at this time. And I feel like this man is a narcissist screaming.
I have met men like this.
Yeah.
Oh, so many times.
I've got a story for you. Story time after this. But I would say maybe send an anonymous.
I'd tell her. Listen, if you were seeing so my friend's been seeing someone recently. I have stalked him out. I've looked right down to the bottom of his Instagram and I told her I was going to do that. I was like, hey, I had a little stalk down. Did you know that he used to do this? Because that's what you do for your friends. Like, you're just having a little help. And I think there's nothing wrong with saying, I had a bit of a funny feeling. Someone told me that he's a bit weird. So I went on company house. Do you know all this? I'd tell her everything. And I'd say, look, let me present you with the information. And your bag's fake. Which is fine if you know it's fake.
No, why not?
If you know the bag's fake,
oh
fine.
Oh my God, should we... oh my God, how embarrassed would you be going about with it? And she thinks the bag is real.
This is the thing. If she wants to get a fake bag, that is on her.
Yeah,
no shade.
Like we've all bought
dupes. We've all done dupes.
Yeah.
No shade. The issue is she doesn't know. And he's selling
and
her the dream.
But also, like what she said at the end, that's really scary.
It's, if he can scam that
stuff, like that's actually
any
terrifying.
Any man I've ever met that talks about money a lot doesn't have any.
No.
And men like James hates money talk, and I agree. I think if you're talking about money and showing off and trying to give a certain
brag
about a certain life lifestyle.
And when they post everything on Instagram.
If you're doing that, then deep down, you feel
insecure.
Like you need to prove something to somebody. And this man is insecure. The worry with that is what does that also lead to? Coercive behaviour, emotionally abusing people, controlling what she wears. I see this going a certain way.
Yes.
So I think she needs to tell her. And if she doesn't listen, then fine, you've done your bit. Sit back and watch and be there with the Kleenex. When she's crying
God.
Over
so,
the bag.
One of my really close friends was engaged to someone and he...
I know this. He got her a... Do I say the full?
He bought her a Tiffany ring and it came in the Tiffany box. No, like we're laughing. It's actually fucking horrendous, this, isn't it? And he proposed, and she was like, oh, my God.
And he told
everyone was like, oh, my God, wow. And they got engaged. And then
he made a very big point of the box and what kind of ring it was.
And then when they split up, he was like, give me the fucking ring back to her. And she was like, oh, my God, all he wants is the ring back.
Like,
and
really
we,
weird
we
about
We all
this ring.
Knew she was going to give the ring back because she's not that type of person. Yeah. And I was just like, this is a bit like...
off. Why is he caring about this ring?
Ring so much. Like,
not the watch, the ring.
Yeah, like they had like all kinds of shit together. And the one thing he was mithering her for was the ring. So we were like, girl.
Go check that out.
Go get the ring checked out. And the ring was supposedly worth £40,000. And she went to get the ring checked out. And at least she could laugh at herself. The ring was worth about 1,800 quid.
And it had just been put in the box.
In the box.
Like, oh, no wonder he wanted it back. But the thing is, this was the kind of guy that
brags about everything. And then she was really happy, wasn't she, Lauren? Because she was like, oh my God, I've got the ick.
Yeah, and then you've got the ick. And once you've got the ick, everything's going to be gone.
But how scary is that people... Like,
and that's
I
why
feel
you
like
can't
when you
go
don't...
for people for money.
Yeah.
Only, honestly, I know we laugh and we joke about, oh, rinsing them and stuff like that. But genuinely, if you go
You'd
for...
You'd rather have an honest guy.
Yes, if you
that
go for a man
way more.
For money and you are... taken in by the money side of it.
And how cringe.
And then it's not real and that isn't him and you don't even like him. Like, yes, it's great if someone can look after you, but honestly, I would rather be with a good man than someone who flaunts all the money they've got and isn't. So just be careful what you're going
I've
for in a man.
I've got friends that have got, like, partners and husbands and... I always say
and
to
I do
them,
think
like,
the money clouded them in the first place. They wouldn't have ended up with them.
You've got one life to live and they're such nice, lovely, stunning girls. I'm like, you've got one life to live, babe. Just fuck
Money's
it
Money's not
off.
Everything.
Like, go and have fun. I mean, it helps, but like...
it does, but it's not... It doesn't replace. It helps, but it doesn't
We've
replace.
We've got really deep there. So those were some good-ass dilemmas.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah,
I liked those. If you've got an opinion on them, please tell
us.
And
if you've got a dilemma, please tell us.
Or any dilemma similar that you could help us with.
Guys... Happy Christmas.
Should we sing?
What? Which one?
I don't want...
don't.
I was thinking more... what's the... Feliz Navidad. You know that one?
Oh,
what Jingle Bells? Should we do Jingle Bells?
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells, Lauren jingle smells. All the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey.
So, yeah, go and have fun this
Have an
Christmas.
Amazing Christmas. And remember what Christmas is for. Wine.
And presents.
And presents.
And chocolate.
And Baileys. No, it's for family. Guys, when you listen to this, that belly that I can see right now will, well, we'll see. The thing will be out of it.
The thing.
The baby will be here. We will know
Hopefully
the baby name.
Safe and sound, yeah.
Very safe and sound, I am sure. We will have a baby name. Are you going to announce the name? Are you just going to post the picture of the baby with the name? What are we doing?
Don't know yet.
Okay.
Should we have fun with it?
Let's make some fake news.
Yes!
So we're going to have a baby, which is very exciting, but it means that we're going to need to take a little wee break. It won't be long.
like a week or two.
A few weeks. It won't be a long break, but we're going to have a little break. And when we're back, we're going to have birth stories. We're going to have a new baby name. We're going to be a new year. It's going to be amazing.
Amazing.
And we've got so much planned for next year as well, haven't we? Like,
it's so much.
Like, we've got loads going on. We want to do loads more with you. There's just loads of shit going on.
Yes.
It's a big year next year. And we're excited to do it
and
with you.
Honestly, like, everyone that has listened, everyone that's told their friends, everyone that's left a review, we cannot thank you enough. And honestly, we, you know, we can't do this without you guys spreading the word. We don't have a big name behind us. We don't have
a hundreds of thousands of followers.
Budget. Like,
we've
not
been on I'm a Celebrity or any.
None of that.
Love and Island.
You've literally done it all
for us.
And Lucas.
But we have had to, like, say quite. We've sacrificed. We've said some embarrassing things to get
Yeah,
this.
None of them were true either.
No, it was just to get clout. So yeah, anyway, we love you loads. We're the best Christmas, the best New Year, and we're going to miss
you. And if
you
see me out over Christmas,
don't speak to her.
Don't speak to her because I'll be absolutely off my head.
Don't ask for a picture because she'll be steaming drunk. And if I saw you in Sexy Fish again, I'm sorry. And I'm like, we love you very much. Bye, girls and
love
boys.
You.
Have a lovely Christmas.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.